Good evening, Outbeat listeners, and welcome to Outbeat Music, The Sunnyside. I'm Michaela Kennan, sitting in this evening for Sun Bell, who is your regular host for this program. Unfortunately, Sun is not able to be with us tonight, and we have rescheduled our regularly scheduled interviews and our phone calls and so on. I would like to take a little trip back into the past. Sun will be here with us in spirit, and we will be playing a program that has been previously recorded.
Outbeat Radio.
Good evening. I'm Sun Bell, and this evening I've got a very special guest that will be coming on air about a quarter after the hour, and that is Robert Urban, who is producer, songwriter, award-winning songwriter and musician, multi-talented, and I think you'll look forward to this interview. And before we get into that, I've got a few other songs I'm going to play for you, and I also have a world premiere of one of his brand new songs that I'm going to be playing for you as well. So here's a little song by Melissa Etheridge called Nervous to start the show off.
They don't much care for you. No, they don't like your kind. Speak your mind. But you wanna be my friend. You're not anything like them. You can show me things I've never seen. You say, ooh, child, what a waste if we never took a taste of everything we find in between. Ooh, you make me nervous. Ooh, you make me wanna run away and hide. You make me nervous when you look at me. Just can't lie. Ooh, you make me nervous tonight. Yeah, feels so wrong and feels so right. It feels like insanity. Oh, I keep acting strange, hoping that I'll change. Waking in a sweat from a burning brain. Yeah, and then looking at all my friends, I keep on pleasing them. Caught up in the chaos of their mind. Ooh, child, the fear I have keeps me bound, it keeps me dead. Pushing harder all the time. Ooh, you make me nervous. Ooh, you make me wanna run away and hide. Ooh, you make me nervous. When you look at me, I just can't lie. I wanna show all the blame, I wanna shoot all the you make me nervous tonight. Oh, oh. Heart pounds, hands wet, mouth dry. I shake, I scream, I cry. No eat, no sleep all night. I feel my lonely cell. The secrets I can't tell. Oh, frozen in my throat. Ooh, you make tonight.
This is the Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, June 12, 2011. I'm Jeff Basham. U.S. music pop star Lady Gaga called for equality of same-sex couples around the world during a speech yesterday at EuroPride in Rome. Advocate.com reports that Gaga addressed a crowd estimated at 1 million in the ancient Circus Maximus. She called for listeners to be revolutionaries of love. She told the crowd, "We're all from the same DNA. We were just born this way." Gaga's most recent CD album, titled Born This Way, released on May 23, 2011, posted the highest sales numbers of any album in its first week in the last 10 years, according to Billboard, selling 1.1 million copies in the U.S. and over 2 million worldwide. Television star, writer, and comedian Tina Fey and comedian Wanda Sykes topped the news this week as they respond to fellow comedian Tracy Morgan's anti-gay rant on June 3rd at a performance in Nashville. According to an audience member, Morgan said that homosexuality was a choice. God don't make no mistakes. The same audience member also said that Morgan contended that lesbians are pretending, and continued to say that if his son were gay and did not talk to him like a man, he would pull out a knife and stab him to death. Morgan's comments were quickly condemned by GLAAD, the Human Rights Campaign, and other groups, along with Fay and Sykes. Morgan has since apologized for his remarks, but many are calling his apology not enough, and that he owes LGBT people everywhere more than just a quick apology. The fourth annual Fabulosa Fest is happening July 15th through 17th at Walker Creek Ranch in Marin County. The Feminist Gathering will present a diverse program of music, comedy, burlesque, short films, and workshops. There will be a craft fair and healing arts expo on the beautiful 1,700-acre green facility ranch. Attendees will enjoy swimming, canoeing, and kayaking in the ranch's lake. Participants will dine on delicious meals and camp or stay in bunkhouses or semi-private rooms during the weekend. The festival is an inclusive feminist gathering. All women, their families of all ages, and friends of all genders are invited to attend and participate in this unique, sister-focused gathering. For ticketing, lodging, and volunteer opportunities, go to www.fabulosafest.com. And this week, on the LGBT calendar of events, on Monday, June 13th at 7 p.m., is the Spanish-speaking parent support group at Positive Images, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. On Tuesday, June 14th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., Spectrum hosts Creating a Caring Community for LGBT People at Alma Vista, 515 North Gate Drive in San Rafael. The free event features a screening of Gen Silent, a documentary by Nevada resident Stu Mattitz. The post-film discussion will cover LGBT issues of caring, families of choice, and community. For more information and to register, call 415-472-1945, extension 209. Also on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., TGNB, Transgender North Bay, meets at Positive Images in Santa Rosa. And on Friday, June 17th, at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will gather at the Vintage House Senior Center at 264 First Street East in Sonoma. For information, contact Gary at 707-583-2330 or email him, Gary@SpectrumLGBTCenter.org. And there you have it. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Jeff Basham. And now, back to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side, with Sun Bell.
Folks, let's see. I've got another song coming up here. That was Rachel Sage with Big Star off of her Delancey Street CD. And I have Robert Urban on the line, and I'm going to start off by playing you a song of his called Be Paused. It's a world premiere. So here we go, and then we'll go right into interviewing with Robert Urban.
And almost on the suffering shot, you fade away. I roll my head, it's so cruel. So unprepared for what came next, chokingly cold. Noose round her neck, push to the edge, it's no show. Be bold to be a stranger. The box still stayed on you, resident. Be bold.
stranger. The signpost tells no lies. I could see through you.
Folks, are you there, Mr. Robert?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what happened. I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, sometimes the buttons don't click in exactly right. You know how it is.
Well, that's okay. Now, let me make just one little correction on the song that you played first. The song is Be Paused.
Yes.
That is a song that I produced and arranged, and I'm playing guitar and other instruments on it, but the song is by lesbian recording artist Martina Downey, and I produced it for her in the studio, and that's her singing in it.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm very impressed with your multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, and publisher title.
Oh, shucks.
Along with award-winning songwriter, which is how I first became aware of you through Out Music.
Yes.
And you know,
I think we were both nominated in the same year. I have a memory. Didn't you have a nomination in Out Music?
Yes, it was for Best Recording, New Recording Band for
yes.
Songs for the Wild.
And by the way, I saw your picture, your recent picture on Facebook. I love the haircut.
Oh, thank you.
I hadn't seen a photo of you in a few years, and although I love the long silver hair that, you know, even I've had to cut my hair recently. I had it long for a long time, but you know, there just comes a time.
Yes, there does. Changes are good, though, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you're gorgeous. In case, you know, the audience out there, the listeners, have never looked at your website, which is roberturban.com, they will find you to be very gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. gorgeous.
Yes.
That's the first.
So, Robert, you know, I went to your website and looked up some of the things that you do that I already knew about, but, you know, I also noticed that you're into gardening.
Yes.
It's like, when do you find the time for all of this?
Well, gardening is like, it's like what I do in the daytime. Music, you know, inevitably mostly happens at night.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have more time, I've always loved it. My father was a gardener, and he taught me everything I know. And I suppose I could say this. Sometimes in life there's not too much that a gay son can share with his dad, but somehow in our life I was able to share gardening with him, and he's passed on now, but I get to remember him in a positive way through the gardening I do, and it's really just kind of nice. And anyway, I live in Manhattan, and so I took my gardening skills, which came from Connecticut, and I do townhouses, and I do the millionaires' townhouses, and I have a great time doing it. I spend my days with the flowers.
Fabulous. I love gardening, too. It really helps relax us. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing like being in nature.
And in California, you have such wonderful sun and rain, and it's great, great gardens out there.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with that, and, you know, there's just, you know, a good wherever you go. You just have to find it. That's all. That's the way I believe, anyway.
Yeah. By the way, in this world where the whole planet is like slipping into some weird virtual fake CGI version of itself,
mm-hmm.
gardening really keeps you connected to like the last real connection with nature.
Absolutely.
Just slipping away, but I'm really just fortunate to have that connection.
You know, I was really just fascinated by how you started out, and why don't you speak to our listeners a little bit about your beginnings in music, because it's very fascinating that you come from both a classical and a rock background.
It first was the rock came first, and I actually started late and here's the little lesson, if I can pass something on to the listeners. I was what you'd really call a late starter. I was pretty much in high school when I really started doing music, and I went to a Jethro Tull concert and fell in love with the flute. And so after high school, I found myself in college, and I was majoring in philosophy, but I started doing music more and more, so I just jumped into. I was actually learning how to sight read in college and it was very competitive and difficult. But I just really put in my 10,000 hours and caught up. And I love classical music. To me, classical music is really heavy rock music.
Yeah, I agree. The very first rock and roll, really.
Yes, it really is. And when you can appreciate both or get to do both, you can really see the connection, and you can see that they're not really so far away. I mean, maybe hip-hop is kind of divorced from classical music, but classic rock and classic music is really two different faces of the same thing.
And, you know, we were really fortunate that we had the opportunity to experience band in high school get the exposure to classical and different kinds of music. And, you know, that's one of the things that just is really disappointing now that they're trying to take all of that out of the schools.
Yeah. I don't envy kids for we were so lucky. You, not only were we lucky in that, we were lucky in that when we were young, and if I may talk about maybe the generally speaking, the Beatles and the British Invasion and the great psychedelia rock movement, when you know, if you wanted to know which way the wind blew when we were kids, you listened to music.
Yes.
They were powerful people. They were leaders. They changed the world. And you just can't say anything like that about, like, American Idol or just...
No.
It's all just shadows and copies of something original. And we were really, really lucky to just be there with that great music explosion.
Absolutely. And speaking of early music, who were some of your mentors when you were coming into the awareness of music?
Well, as I said, Jethro Tull would certainly be one of them. Mm-hmm. I was a very, very little kid, but I really liked music even when I was very young. And I remember the Beatles, and the Beatles trump everything. I could just continue on with the Rolling Stones and all the great British Invasion bands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my personal favorite is the big blossoming of late 60s music that would be like Cream and Jimi Hendrix. And I just think that stuff is the best.
And you seem to have a little bit of a touch, I don't know if this is true or not, of David Bowie in your system, too.
I think so. People say that, and I don't get it as much as apparently what everyone else gets. I think it may be because, here's the funny thing is, you see, I always assumed he was gay, and I guess he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But when people say I'm kind of like David Bowie, to me, they're seeing the gay David Bowie in me, and now he's not gay, so I don't know what to make of the analogy at all anymore.
I guess for me more, it's just, you know, he has that theatrical side, and
yeah,
you seem to have a little bit of that in you.
I think so, and it's a kind of a British, I think there's a British approach. I happened to, when I was doing legit, after I left college, I went to New York and did legit singing, and I ended up in a Gilbert and Sullivan troupe, and I've done all 14 Gilbert and Sullivan operas, and your diction while you're singing becomes so good, I don't think I ever lost it. So even when I sing in rock, it's that kind of David Bowie clearly enunciated words.
Yes.
So there's a little of that in it, too.
Yeah, for me it's the theatrical part of you that brings that out. But you definitely have a very unique style of your own that, you know, even though as musicians we get compared to other people through our lifetimes constantly, there, you know, the aspect of you definitely shines out and, you know, brings who you are out in your music. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely.
That's about as nice a compliment as anyone could get.
Well, yeah.
I think I really love playing the guitar, and the guitar has always been a big part of what I do. And it was a little strange for me as I began. I was already out, you know, sexually speaking, but when we started talking about out music, you know, where kind of like in the 1990s when the lyrics were out, you know, and self-identified. I actually had a hard time of it. There were many more gay guys could associate with, like a George Michael or an Elton John, and I spent my life in rock bands with straight guys, so I just kept one foot in a kind of a, I don't know, sort of a straight rock and roll. And I think that kind of gave me a uniqueness within gay music.
Absolutely. I feel the same way with myself, too. I was always more on the rock edge than...
I can see that. I can see that in you. And I actually like it because, in a way, we had to fight for our place in music.
Yes, we did.
In the world of electric guitar, that is just like... That's like such a masculinity symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what women had to go through in rock to try to have a band, you know, when guys were just claiming it as their own.
Right.
So, but you can imagine what what they thought of a gay guy trying to do it. It's like, dare I wield the greatest phallic symbol of the 20th century? And yes, I did. And it kind of gave us strength, I think.
Absolutely. I think it did, too. Gave us the, you know, what's to stand up there and do what we had to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll play with anyone now, man. One of the things that straight guys do to gay guys is they browbeat them down, in a way. And I just am happy that they can't browbeat me down in this area anymore.
Right on. Do you come from a musical family?
No, not really. My mother was a war bride from Italy, and while she was very, I know she's the source of whatever artistry there is in me. I know the source is her, but the world at war interrupted her life when she was young, and so that's where I get it. But there are no other musicians in my family.
Were they supportive to you when you came out? Were you able to come out to your family?
I think yes. The thing is, I'm really, really lucky that my family, neither my father nor my mother, opposed me, or in a way they didn't quite know what to make of this kid who. On one hand was so crazy and artsy, but I knew who I was sexually from a young age, and they kind of let it be. They never tried to discourage me. I'm really, really fortunate in that, because I'm sure you know just from talking to friends and people what so many LGBT people have to go through in their youth. I'm just really lucky. I know that my mom, I know that it was okay with my mom.
That's wonderful. It's good to have, even if it's just, part support, it's wonderful to have that come from family.
Yeah.
What would you consider the most difficult moment that you've had to deal with in your music career?
Oh, wow. Well, there was the decision, after college, I tried to be a legit singer. I came to New York and was singing classical. I was getting little roles in operas here and there, and legit, and I kind of fancied myself maybe, musical theater. But the rocker in me just kept nagging at me. I kept dragging my guitar and my amp to every apartment that I lived in as I bounced around New York City. And I sort of became at odds with myself, and it just wouldn't let go. This young, my teenage rock band experience, it just wouldn't let go, and finally it won out. So I had to kind of throw away this whole career on one end, but just let the other one come out.
Fabulous. Well, since I mentioned your world premiere song, I would like to play that.
And great.
We'll take a little break talking here, and I'd like to let everybody know that this song is called The Way to You. Is there anything you would like to add to that?
Well, it's just kind of a crazy devotional song, and it's through the lyrics, it's not quite clear whether the singer is seeking a lover or is seeking a redeemer or is just seeking the truth in life.
Okay.
And it gives me a chance to really crank on guitar, too.
Fabulous. Here we go, folks. The world premiere, The Way to You.
Time to tell you just what goes on in my mind. I don't want to buy or sell you. I just want to know how to find. I just want to know how to find the way to you. For you, my ego withers. I lose control and I fall into the blue. And all my tears are rivers flowing ever onward into you.
The beat within my heart is now arising. As the heat to light, the spark comes out of hiding.
Taking the time to tell you just what goes on in my mind. I don't want to buy or sell you. I just want to know how to find. I just want to know how to find the way to you. Find the way to you.
That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, I noticed that you've been with a partner for quite a few years.
Yes, I've been, oh, Lordy, I'm going to get in trouble. You know, when it's been a long time, I believe it's 22 years.
Wow.
That's my partner, Morgan. Yes.
That is wonderful. And, you know, you're a very handsome couple.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he's the best.
Well, he looks like he gives you a lot of support. Just, you know, if you can stay with somebody that long, you've got to have some support coming at you.
yeah, you do. And he has a lot of patience. And this, here's another thing that I bet you and perhaps some of the listeners know is that if you're gonna fall for a musician, you have to have a lot of patience and not become jealous of the music.
Yes.
And if you can learn that, we're really not that bad. We're very childish. And if you just let us do our music, we'll be very loyal to you forever. But problems happen when, you know, some people just have a personality where they become jealous because they could see that, you know, music is the real focus in their partner's life. But you can't see it that way. You just have to kind of let it happen.
Absolutely. And all the fans that are, you know, coming up to you to talk to you all the time and just,
yeah,
you know, that it does take a special person to be with us. That's for sure.
To me, it's just even just the hours of practice. Where you actually say, no, I'm sorry, I want to go sit in this little room for 3 hours alone and play my guitar rather than sit and talk to you. And that's hard for some people.
Yes, it is. So, you know, in the songwriting structure, do you have any kind of formula you follow, inspiration, any particular way that you go about that?
I think I like to follow several different ways of doing it. As far as in a song with singing and words, there are lots of times when I spend, I suppose this is like the scrambled eggs yesterday model for Paul McCartney. I'll just sing anything where I'm really just hearing the melody and the words are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more so, I also write poems, and I wish I would do this more. Sometimes I've learned to take a poem and put it to music just the way it is, not to try to make it rhyme or change the words, but to make the words first and foremost. So there's those two ways where the words come first, and the other way is where there's really the melody comes first, and then you just fill in any kind of words that just sound good. I think John Anderson in Yes does that, because the words in Yes, like, they don't make any sense at all, but they just sound so beautiful.
Yeah. And since you mentioned your poetry, I'd like to let everybody know that you have a book called Abominations,
yes,
which is your poetry book.
Yeah, and several of those poems have gotten turned into songs on my CDs.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
And as far as I really use all different kinds of formulas as far as the, you know, verse chorus goes. You know, that it's been, you know, just another thing about how lucky we were. We were around and we were young and vibrant when all the nice structures of songs were all created and played through and through. We've had like 50 years of rock now, and it really hasn't changed much. They're just repeating the formula over and over again.
That's true.
And so I like to, more and more so, I like to experiment with tweaking. I try to make it so that the ear is, it's just not quite what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fun to do. I like to play with people's heads like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it challenges us even more.
Yes, it does.
You know, it gives us an opportunity to step outside the box for a while.
And it also helps pop music go in new directions. I have to tell you, you know, many times it could be, you know, you could have four teenagers in a room, and they don't understand music, but they just have an inspiration. And many times, not knowing a lot about music, by the very fact that they don't know what they're doing, they stumble upon something very, very original.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many great rock bands have done this, and that's also a viable way where you don't really know why it works, but it works.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things like The Police or U2 or spooky bands like Nirvana where you don't quite understand why it works so well, but it does.
Yeah, that's very true. You seem like a man who follows your head and your heart, like you're not one-sided on either one of those. And I also notice that you tend to give back to the community a lot, the LGBT community as well as the global community, from things that you're doing on your website. And, you know, I highly recommend people to go to roberturban.com and to just read what you have there and to get to know you even a little more through that. And I'd like to ask you, you know, I asked you what was the most difficult moment in your career. What would you consider to be your most proud moment in your musical accomplishments?
Oh, wow. I was taking some graduate courses at Yale University in music after I had gotten my undergraduate degree, and I got this gig. The Yale Orchestra was doing an all Beethoven concert, and I got to conduct it, and I got to conduct full symphony orchestra. And really professional musicians. I studied that score. I was so petrified. but I was really high that night with music. Oh, I remember that evening. That was a very special night for me.
That's wonderful. That would be a big one.
Oh, yeah, it was just, you know, we talk. I mean, I know rock is big and bombastic, and I've had great rock gigs. You know, I've great opportunities, but there was just something about. We had to find four French horn players for this, because the Egmont Overture called for four French horn players, and just finding that and rehearsing them and a full string section. It was really exciting. I must say.
That's wonderful. If you could say something to words of wisdom to other struggling and new coming LGBT musicians, what would that be?
Well, from my own experience, and I hope I don't get myself in trouble with this one, as the LGBT community has become established and kind of become an establishment for young musical artists, I noticed that there was always a lot of pressure on them from, like, the gay media to be very, very out, more than anything else, with their lyrics or with their career, to be very, very out. And sometimes I felt that the intellectuals and the media in the LGBT arts community was leading the musicians, when actually I think it should be the other way around. And I think that regardless of whether your lyrics are out or not, or whether you don't even have lyrics, you just want to play music, go ahead and do that, and everything else will fall into place. And don't feel that you have to push a kind of a politically out agenda just for the sake of being politically correct. By all means, do it if you feel it, if it's your thing, but just say what's in your heart and let everything else follow you. And again, this is along the lines of like how I remember like what the Beatles were like. Nobody told them what lyrics to do. They led the way, and they actually changed the world.
Right on. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on and doing the interview with me on Outbeat Music, and I'd like to wish you so much success. You're a very, very wonderful person.
Thank you.
Comes across, you know, very much so over
there.
You've
always been one of my favorites. We've had this bi-coastal silent relationship for several years now, ever since I featured you on Gay Guitarist.
Yes, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, I'd like to, that's a good plug for that, so I hope other people will go there as well and check out Gay Guitarists.
Great.
And I'm going to play another song of yours off of the Rock Widow CD, The Courtship of Europa. And thank you, Robert, and many blessings to you and much success.
Same to you. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hero of my life, my hidden life, my silent friend in my life. See you. I think I am.
Snapshots of my soul, you'll never know. Feelings of madness you can't control. There's a place I can go where only I have the key. Be anything that you want, there's no one else that can see. My silent friend, my silent friend. Now there's still time to move on. You know it's better this way. My silent friend, my silent friend. My silent friend, my silent friend. Until the end, my silent friend. My silent friend, my silent friend.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side. Next month, I will be featuring an interview live with Stephanie Teal in studio, surfer and musician-songwriter. So I hope you'll tune in for that. That's April 10th. And I hope you enjoyed the interview this evening with Robert Urban, straight out of New York City. And you know, I hope you're all just enjoying the beginnings of spring and all this fabulous showers that we're having, and that you're holding in your heart for all the people who are suffering over in Japan, because, you know, they could really use our energy.
This is Robert Urban, and you're listening to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side, on KRCB FM 91.1, KRCB.org. In Sonoma County, California,
If you are a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersexed, queer, or questioning young person, you're not alone, and other young people just like you are ready to give you support and friendship. Positive Images is Sonoma County's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and intersexed youth center. For over 19 years, Positive Images has been providing support and social activities for young people 12 to 25 years of age. Meetings are held weekly at 7 p.m. in the basement of Santa Rosa High School. New members are always welcome. For more information, go to posimages.org. That's posimages.org. Or call area code 707-568-5830. In Marin County, Spectrum provides a safe place for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth to gather each week for friendship, support, and discussion. Weekly meetings for young adults 14 to 19 years old are held in Novato and San Anselmo. For more information about meeting times and places, visit SpectrumLGBTCenter.org or call area code 415-457-1115. Many teens question their sexuality. You can find safe and reliable information on the internet provided by the Matthew Shepherd Foundation at MatthewsPlace.com. Matthew's Place has information about how to come out, health and wellness, and much more. Learn online anytime by going to www.matthewsplace.com. Did you know gay teens are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than their straight peers? The Trevor Helpline is a free and confidential service that offers hope and someone to talk to, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Trevor's Helpline trained counselors will listen and understand without judgment. If you or someone you know would like to talk with one of Trevor's highly trained counselors, dial 866-4-U-TREVOR. That's 866-4-U-T-R-E-V-O-R. Or learn more online at www.trevorproject.org.
You're listening to KRCB FM Santa Rosa, 91.1 and 90.9 FM, streaming on the web at www.krcb.org. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. New Dimensions is next.